Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We're heading into our breathwork week, and we're wrapping up houses 7 and 8. And we are on the other side of essentially the houses that are the social realm, the houses where the me in here meets the you out there. Next week, we're going to be heading into houses 9 and 10, and that's the beginning of how it is we relate to the world as a whole. So they're referred to as the beginning of the universal houses. 9, 10, 11, and 12 are all the universal realm. So we've gone through personal, we're wrapping up social. As we head into the universal, another way that we might refer to that is like the place of interbeing or co-being. So just priming the pump for what's up next. A really common word here that's used is unity or humanity. So how is it we retain our sovereignty in and amongst the human unified energies? Yeah. So that's a little bit different than how we interact, like one-on-one or with a small group of people. And that's what we're wrapping up today. So I'm going to invite you to focus in on your intentions for today, as it might involve anything that's up for you personally in this realm right now, or it might refer to the history of how it is you've related to others. What are your partnerships like? What's the sense that you have about death, rebirth, regeneration? These are the themes that we've been working within. And as we head that direction, feel free to get comfy, cozy, lay on back. We are going to be here for a little bit of time. We'll be breathing for just under an hour. And in that practice of the breath itself, I'll just go over a quick review about that. Essentially, you're going to review through the, pardon me, review. We're going to breathe through the open mouth. So we invite you to open up the jaw to the point of mild tension and just pass the point of what I would refer to as like a bottle cap, or Canadians will know this reference more so, the toonie between the teeth. So opening up the teeth just a little bit past that for both front and back of teeth. And as you do that, the invitation is to breathe through the open mouth without pause. So just as you get to the top of the breath, the exhale begins. And just as you get to the bottom of that exhale, the inhale begins. And we don't actually ever stop the breath. It's just going to keep on cycling. And as we do the conscious connected breath through the open mouth, the invitation is for that vibrant inhale to involve just a little bit of energy on the inhale and a surrendered exhale, meaning the breath falls out. Nothing left to hold and nothing left to control. There's just literally a surrender of air, like air leaving a balloon. Okay, loves. So with that all in place, I'm going to invite you to begin the practice of the breath and open up the mouth just to that point of that mild stretch. And if you haven't already, you can head into your awareness again around your intentions while you breathe. So we're going to breathe right into those intentions that you're holding, right into the energy of what's alive for you today. I'm going to invite you to imagine your intentions as result. So what would that look like? And more importantly, what would that feel like in your body? What would be the feeling state? That if that tension that was involved in your focus point right now was completed and there was relief, how might that feel? And get specific. Where would you feel it in your body? What would it feel like? And amongst that, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to check out what actually feels good in this body while you're at it. So, what feels good about that intention? Breathing into all those places and spaces where it just feels easeful, pleasant, or just simply neutral. I'm going to offer these words as you continue to breathe into what feels good about that intention, feeling resolved, completed, and alive in your system. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen. We thank you for holding the space safe and sacred, for nourishing and guiding, for protecting, for nurturing, And we ask that today's session involve our care and reverence and alignment with our intentions, coming to the fullest expression of the highest service for us and ourselves in this world as a whole, equally. May this benefit our relations, our relationships, our partnerships, and our way of interacting with others. And may we find peace in others' interactions with us. We give thanks to the earth that grounds us, connecting us to stillness, to peace, to the quiet of the earth. And thank you to the sky above, granting us space and vastness, room to explore, heights to soar. Thank you to the sky above for all that you offer, for us to remember what it is to take flight in ways that are easeful. Thank you to the fire that connects us to the edge of that which is beyond this world, the edge of the unknown, the mystery. And thank you to the water that connects us to our very core essence, anchoring us into our bones, our blood, our fluids, our fascia, helping us to embody and remember what it is to live in here as us. We give thanks for life itself and its expression and all the natural rhythmic ways that move through the pattern, that move through the pattern of us. Oh, calci to life. Now coming back with your awareness to the breath. You're gonna hear a bit of music come on in the background. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. This breath begins to pulse through you like a dance. You may feel the breath flirt with the edges of the body as it moves in and out. You may even imagine it literally as a dance, dancing through the tissues and supporting your system. And being curious about your intention. And as it dances through the body, it meets the edges of where this is stored in your tissues, in your cells. And it graces it. It graces it as a very blessing. The breath carrying your soothing balm, offering nourishment to those tender, raw areas, those areas that just hurt, those areas that ache. Let the breath hold them. Let the breath tend to them. Let the breath nourish them. Let the breath care for them. Your body resting in the arms of the breath itself. So breathe, my loves, breathe. Breathe in this nourishing care, this tender, soothing balm that's here. An invitation to go just a little bit deeper. Invitation to go just a little bit deeper here. Invitation to notice the body in any particular areas that feel like they could just use a little bit more attention or awareness. And then the invitation is to bring your hands to those areas, wherever it feels like it could use just a little bit more love, a little bit more like, settling, little bit more being held or protected. Bring your hands to that part of your body. Not to fix or change or manage. But to be with, to tend, to hold lovingly in presence and care. What is it to let yourself move slowly here? What is it to, on purpose, take whatever's happening, potentially with your hands, wherever they are in your body? And slowing things down to about half that speed. Notice how your body responds to stillness. To slowing down. What is it to be grandmothered? Not just mothered, but grandmothered. We invite you to notice what you actually like, what you enjoy about moving slowly. What feels good about this? And then savoring that. And right now, you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. Right now, you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. There is nothing to do and nothing to prove. Nothing to do, nothing to prove. So check it out. And if anything suggests otherwise, just notice that that's actually from history. It's actually from history. It's actually not here right now in this precise moment. And if in any way, any part of you said, actually, I do have something kind of lingering from history, something to prove, something to do, invitation to notice where that is in the body, what it seems to be like in the body, get detailed, breathe into it. And pick up the pace of your breath to be with it. An invitation to pick up the pace of the breath. Invitation to make a little bit of sound. If you're in a place where sound isn't accessible, feel free to imagine it. Feel free to imagine it. But if you're able to, invitation to do it out loud. And let's do one more round. Thank you for your sounds. You're so very welcome to shine on through. And you're welcome to do one more round if you like. Excuse me. Invitation to shake. Invitation to shake, shimmy, rattle, roll. And just let that move through the body. Just check out what happens in this body now. As you take your hands out to your very shoulders, out to the very fronts of your shoulders, and you slowly press them out, slowly pressing them out until they find almost like a natural pause point. One might be in a different direction than the other. And wherever they stop, letting yourself pause and acknowledge, this is my boundary. This is my boundary. And then bring your hands right on back to that start, same spot, starting again. Let them go in a different direction, moving slowly. And they might go to different lengths this time. And again, the hands might be in different positions. Wherever they happen to be, again, pausing and acknowledging, these are my boundaries here. Do it again in another direction. And maybe you go overhead, maybe you go beside you. And wherever the hands go, pausing, wherever they stop, and acknowledging, this is my boundary. This is my boundary. And then we invite you to do that in at least one more direction. And wherever they stop, again, this is my boundary. This is my boundary. And then, without necessarily even bringing them back to the shoulders, just let them move and groove. And let them find the edges of the boundaries that you have all the way around you. And just acknowledging this edge of your boundary. And letting yourself continue to notice where these boundaries are right now, and acknowledging this is my boundary. While you also acknowledge that boundaries are a way that we actually invite in more of what we want. Boundaries are a way of inviting in more of what you want. They're meant to be permeable, to let in just enough energy to invite in that which you're looking to receive. So, in receiving here, check out what that feels like in your body. These boundaries are like riverbanks, guiding in more of what you do want, ushering towards you your intention. So, what are you calling in, my loves? What are you calling in? And do you have the boundaries? Do you have the boundaries here in your body established to support that? If not, feel free to create them. Feel free to create them right here, right now, with those hands hovering wherever they need to, almost like create that boundary. And what if? What if boundaries are like the new sexy? What if boundaries are the new sexy? Meaning, boundaries are meant to give you what you're lusting for. Boundaries are meant to give you what you're like lusting for. So what are you turned on by? What are you like so turned on by life in that you just like you want that? What are you turned on by in this life? They just want more of that. What touches you? What moves you? What calls you to life? What calls you alive in this body? Your boundaries are the guide to ushering even more of that into this body. And without thinking about them, just let them be here in your body, establishing them with those hands around your form, creating, calling into life that what you're looking for, and welcoming it with these boundaries. For boundaries are how we receive. They're how we receive. And they're what helped you carry it through. Once you receive it, needs to be often supported and carried, stewarded. So these boundaries, they carry it all the way through. So you don't have to do it on your own. These boundaries are here to structurally support. Because haven't you carried enough all on your own? Haven't you carried far too much on your own? And amongst all of that, how does this body want to move? How does this body want to groove right here, right now? Letting life move through you. Breathing fully in. Breathing fully out. We're gonna do that one more time. This time, hold at the bottom of the breath, breathing fully in. Breathing fully out and letting yourself hold at the bottom of this exhale. Holding empty, flirting with that next impulse before you breathe in, letting yourself linger here. And when you feel that impulse, see if you can just hang out with it, just be with it for a little bit longer, just even a few seconds. You've got plenty of oxygen here to sustain you. You've got plenty of vitality here to sustain you. You've been over breathing. You've stocked your system. I trust you have enough, and I trust you have everything that you need in here. Holding empty and letting everything drain into the earth. The earth receiving you, nourishing you, holding you in peace and stillness and ease. And when you're ready, breathe in, but see if you can again flirt with that edge, flirt with that edge. I invite you to welcome what it is to once again be held by the breath. Often, this place, this space, can feel like you're not the one breathing, you're being breathed. So, if you haven't already, feel free to drop the practice of the breath and let yourself continue to be carried sweetly on the back of grace itself. Letting yourself continue to rest and reconciling your journey with your intentions for today. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. Thank you to the families that created you, the ancestors that created them, the lineage that's held it all the way through. We ask today's journey and its insights, its awarenesses, be of service to them all and to this world as a broader whole. Thank you for the opportunity to be here alive today in these ways, to learn, to feel, to be. Om. Kau Sai to life. Thank you, everybody. Time after a breath work is often a really tender one. So please honor your own timing when you are ready. Deepen your breath. Roll to one side or the other. Maybe introducing some small movements in between. Fingers, toes, eyes, ears, nose. Give them just a little bit of a wiggle. And as you come to seat it in your own timing, know that the gifts of breath will continue long after the session ends. So there may be unfoldings in your dream space. There may be unfoldings in the coming days. So taking time to hydrate well, to nourish yourselves well, and to let yourself be held by others that are the right fit for you, meaning loved ones or caring ones that are potentially even of like a therapeutic realm. To honor what's been moving through your system. Time in nature is really awesome right about now, as is time in the creative realm. So whether that's journaling, drawing, singing, dancing, anything in between. Thank you for the comments. So glad that you liked the music. I'm happy to pop the playlist in the chat feature so you can listen to it again anytime you like. There you go. You can follow me along on Spotify if you like. It is so not organized. It's my creative realm. I cannot organize anything that's creative. So my toolkit, my kitchen, and my Spotify area are entirely disastrous. And I am just going to roll with that because that's what it is. So feel free to poke around there. You can find whatever you like. And I have some interesting things all over the place. So enjoy. All right. Thank you all for being here today. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And if you need any additional support afterwards, feel free to hang out. Okay. Thank you all. Bye for now.